It cannot be overestimated how much anguish and hurt parents have experienced due to past practices at Aberdeen Crematorium. And on behalf of Aberdeen City Council, I apologise unreservedly to those parents who did not receive their baby ashes and to the relatives affected by the practice ended in 2012 of placing baby coffins in the cremator alongside adult coffins. The loss of a baby is devastating for parents and their families, and we are deeply sorry for the extra distress our past actions have caused. On the 9th of June 2014, as Lord Bonamy's Infant Cremation Commission was almost at the end of its investigation, I received a serious anonymous allegation regarding practices at Aberdeen Crematorium relating to the joint cremation of babies and adults. Within 24 hours, the Council advised the Commission about the allegation and the fact that I therefore had to reconsider the findings of the Council's independent audit of the crematorium, which had been published in 2013. In light of the allegation, I asked the public, media and elected members to allow me the time required to undertake a thorough investigation. 8 days later, on the 17th of June, Lord Bonamy's Infant Cremation Commission report was published and the Scottish Government announced the establishment of a national investigation team led by Dame Elise Angelina. I, as Chief Executive Designate, confirmed that the Council would cooperate fully with Dame Elise and her investigation team. On the 29th of July 2014, in response to questioning on whether Aberdeen City Council's own investigation was ongoing or whether it was on hold pending the outcome of the Scottish Government investigation, I clarified it would be part of the national investigation to reduce unnecessary anxiety to parents and to avoid duplication of the national investigation. I asked Dame Elise to consider the anonymous allegation I had received as part of her investigation. Dame Elise's report has been published today and I will be taking a fully considered response to the report's findings to the City Council after the recess. But I can state now that I fully concur with Dame Elise's view that some of past practices at Aberdeen Crematorium were abhorrent and unethical. Many of the report's recommendations are directed specifically at chief executives, and I also state now that I will personally ensure that I and my senior management team address each recommendation and ensure that all necessary actions are taken in Aberdeen. Since the anonymous allegation was received in 2014, Aberdeen City Council has put in place several actions to help ensure better practices and culture at the city's crematorium. I can also confirm that my management team has been addressing a number of these matters since Lord Bonamy's report was published, and we are taking full responsibility for the effective management of the crematorium. Management arrangements have been reviewed, and oversight of crematorium practices has been improved with a new manager taking responsibility for all crematorium and bereavement services, giving a much more joined-up approach. We have new practices and procedures in place, including how we train staff, and we'll look further at the investigation's recommendations to see what else can be done.